it. He makes it from midcourt.
Draws the foul and gets it to go. Beautiful play.
Miller dives headfirst into Holman celebration in North County in seven innings. Walks off. They're going to the chip.
Big dig in the back row. Brower sets. Another one by Landrum. Count it. AB's going to stay. AB's going to stay.
Pull up three on the right side. Good. Gets it to go. Splash from downtown. Splash from downtown.
Backhanded shot. That's from Williams. Everything going right now for the Lady Tigers.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone! The grand slam! Valley Catholic just broke this open with one swing.
High at the buzzer, rings it in!
And the young man who had nothing in regulation has five quick points in overtime.
Sharp trying to outrun the defense and smashes one home. Splits two defenders and tomahawks one right over the top.
Left-hand runner, count the shot.
Shot is off in time, off glass and in. He just knocked that shot into the buzzer. This place is going insane.
And welcome in to another broadcast on Regional Radio. Today, state sectional baseball comes to J98 Valley Caledonia, making it into the Class 1 state bracket for the first time in quite some time. They'll be taking on the Eminence Red Wings. Eminence traveling to Valley Caledonia today to take on the Vikings. We are just a few steps away from the high school, and Valley Caledonia and Eminence set to square off. The two coaches meeting at home plate right now, exchanging lineup cards. The coin toss has already taken place. It will be Eminence as the home team on the scoreboard, and the Vikings will be the visitors on the scoreboard and in your scorebook. I'll have the call to kick off our coverage today on J98. I'm Greg Armbruster alongside Sean Malone. Sean will jump into our play-by-play role in the latter half of the contest. And we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with both head coaches, Trent Hartley for Caledonia and J.C. Hoagland for Eminence. Before we get too far into our pregame show, we'll step aside for 1 minute. When we come back, we'll hear from the traveling coach. We'll hear from J.C. Hoagland of the Eminence Red Wings. That's coming your way up next on J98.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Luddington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Premier, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart. Because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Leadington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Rolls along on J98. Eminence taking on Valley Caledonia Class 1 State Sectional Baseball. Coach Hoagland of the Eminence Red Wings joining us now. Squad makes the trip to Caledonia. Just coming off of the coin toss, they will be the home team. Coach, now that the formalities leading up have really started, how's your team feeling after the trip today? Beautiful weather out here set to play some ball.
It's a long trip up, but we feel pretty good. We made a stop in Lesterville. They were kind enough to let us use their field to kind of get on the field and run off a little bit of the trip and take a round of batting practice. And that was nice of them to let us do that. We feel pretty good right now. It's a long trip, but they got their legs stretched out a little.
A long trip today and a long trip as far as a baseball season for you guys. Very adamant about playing the split seasons. So a team that gets a lot of action throughout the season, about 40 plus games at this point. What's it like just to be a part of such a seasoned group?
It's a lot of fun. These kids have played, how I kind of set it up is when they were freshmen, they're mostly sophomores, I figure we try to want to have them play as many games as we possibly get them to play. We play all fall. We play a full 20 game schedule plus a tournament in the fall, and then we try to play as many as we possibly can in the spring. I just feel, once you get to the late in the year, we try to play as many games as we can, and it's hard to replicate that game situation. participation in practice.
What's it mean for the fans of your ball club, the community? It seems like you've got a good support system making the trip with you today.
Yeah, baseball-wise, we have in the first district since 1999, so it was pretty special for our fans and for our school. We've had a tremendous amount of success in basketball, and these kids are part of that as well. And it's been a long time since the baseball team's had some success. We've been kind of a bridesmaid, but never a bride. The past all my 6 years, we played for a district championship three or four times and lost it. So to kind of get the monkey off our back there today was pretty good.
Once again, the head coach of the Eminence Red Wings, they will be the home team on the road today. Gotta love some state baseball. Coach, best of luck against Caledonia, and I hope that we see a quality game today.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll have first pitch just around the corner on Kickin' Country, J98, The Boot.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
One sectional baseball on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot, as the Valley Vikings hosting the Eminence Red Wings, and the two trying to keep their seasons alive and advance on through the state bracket. Joined now by the head coach of the Valley Caledonia Vikings, Coach Trent Hartley. Coach, a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day for some baseball, and you've got guys over here getting painted up. I mean, the game's not even started yet, and there's quite a bit of festivities going around beyond the field. What's it been like to be a part of this, making this this ride this year?
Everybody's really excited. Not only the boys and I, but also the community. The community, they really supported us. Like I said, we got some guys being painted, and we're expecting a big crowd. And you know, it's just something that we haven't done in 11 years. And you know, just people's excited, and they just want to come and watch us.
How fun's it been for you as a coach to, you got your guys at the beginning of the season, say, this is what we're setting out to do, this is what we want to accomplish, and to be at this point as one of the few teams still playing, you got to be proud of your guys for accomplishing those goals out in front of them.
Yeah, we've accomplished a lot this year. The boys at the beginning of the year, we knew that we're going to have a pretty decent ball team this year, and they knew what was expected. And coming out and playing like they have this year, I'm really proud of them as a coach, and hopefully we can continue on to the next years.
I imagine it's been a fun ride. I say beautiful weather for it. Mother Nature finally being kind to some baseball today. So, Coach, best of luck to your guys. I know we're going to definitely see some quality baseball and a solid effort at the very least.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Once again, the head coach of the Valley Caledonia Vikings baseball team, Coach Trent Hartley, as his squad gets set to battle imminence in the Class 1 sectional on J98. Coach, I appreciate it. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
We'll have more pregame coverage coming your way up next on J98 The Boot.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Back in, set and ready. The first pitch of the at-bat is upstairs and away. The second follows the same story, now 2-0, as we are just getting underway in Class 1 State Sectional Baseball. The first time the bat leaves the shoulder of the leadoff hitter for Valley Caledonia, Blake Rollins. Fouls it back to the screen, 2-1. Goes Blake Rollins, the center fielder, Thaddeus Hefner at second base, followed by the pitcher Ethan Matthews. On the hill for Eminence, set to kick and deliver. Outside now, 3-1. On the hill for Eminence. He'll be batting second. His turn to come to the plate, Morgan Odell, on the mound for the Red Wings. The pitch on the way. This is a hard hit ball hanging up down the left field line. The left fielder tracking back towards the wall and all the way to the track. It's reeled in for the first out of the contest. So a loud out from Blake Rollins as the first out of the contest. Now Thaddeus Hefner will make his way up to the plate. Hefner, the second baseman for Caledonia. A 379 hitter coming in. He'll see his first pitch from Odell. Breaking ball down and away. Looked like it did hit its mark. The catcher barely even had to move for the Red Wings. The 1-0. Upstairs once again. 2-0.
Odell sporting a Noah Syndergaard look, which we did joke with him about before the game started. And he said, oh, you know it.
And here is the 2-0, and that's a called strike. Comes back with a fastball. Not quite the same velo as Syndergaard, but it looks the same.
Yeah.
2-1. The pitch on the way. And this one sent into center field. A hanging fly ball. Will it stay up long enough? And running back over the shoulder and making the catch for the second out of the inning. What a play in center field. Tracking all the way back to the wall and making the catch. As it goes over behind him is Denton White. Now with two down in the inning, we'll go to the 3 spot in the order. We'll bring up the pitcher, the number 3 hitter, freshman Ethan Matthews. Breaking ball, called strike on the first one that he'll see. Falls behind 0-1. Here's the pitch, breaking ball outside. Evens the count, 1-1 after 2 very, very deep fly balls, both to the warning track. The pitch on the way, fouled back straight to the screen, just got a little piece of it, just rolled over the top, and just grazed it.
Odell's got to be careful with that breaking ball. It doesn't have a lot of velocity at all behind it.
It does not.
It's very slow, and it doesn't have a ton of movement nor late break to it, so he's got to be sure to keep it low.
And there is that breaking ball about eye level, and this axe-handled into left field on the ground. A two-out base hit for the pitcher in the 3 spot. The freshman, Ethan Matthews, gets on base. Now Keaton Lowry, number 10, he'll be playing shortstop. Usually the ace of this staff. He won't be on the hill today. He steps out of the box, looks down to Coach Trent Hartley. Odell steps off the hill, looks over to first. The pitch. A fly ball into center. It's going to hang up. Coming on is White to make the play, and he'll reel it in for the third out. One base hit, one left on. And we'll see Eminence come to the plate for the first time in the bottom half of inning number one. Robert Jared Keeling, Morgan Odell, Wyatt Spurgeon all due up for the Red Wings in the bottom of the first. That's next on J98.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back in behind the backstop, Class 1 sectional baseball coming your way on J98, 98.5 FM as Valley Caledonia and Eminence try to keep their season alive. After the top of the first, just one base hit by Caledonia was stranded, so now we'll make our way into the bottom of the first. We'll see the Red Wings for the first time step up to the plate. A decent crowd on hand for Eminence making the trip to follow their team throughout the state baseball playoffs in Class 1. This is just one of two games coming your way on regional radio today in the state baseball tournament. J98 featuring Class 1 sectional baseball with Caledonia and Eminence. And on AM800 KREI, set for a 4:45 pregame show, Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes will have the call for Class 2 sectional baseball as St. Vincent takes on Van Farr on AM800 KREI. On the mound for Caledonia as the starting pitcher, number 8, Ethan Matthews, comes in with a 4.66 ERA. Not a whole lot of a sample size, as we mentioned in the top of the first. If you're just joining us, the regular starting pitcher, Keaton Lowry, or the regular ace of this staff, I should say, for Caledonia, not available as elbow issues that will be tended to by doctors who know more about that stuff than we do. So that's something that he's got looking down the line. In a couple of weeks, he'll start his summer off with elbow surgery, so he won't have the opportunity to pitch today. So now we'll put the freshman on the hill, says Coach Hartley, and see what kind of moxie he can show. So Ethan Matthews tasked with controlling the flow of the game for Caledonia as their starting pitcher. Leading off for Eminence, stepping in as a left-handed hitter playing second base, Robert Jared Keeling. The first pitch to him is outside, away from the lefty for a ball. Morgan Odell, the pitcher, due up next, followed by Wyatt Spurgeon and Reese Parrish, if anybody gets on. Into the bottom of the first, no score. The pitch on the way. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. Keeling keeps the bat on the shoulder, and that evens it up. One ball, one strike. Set up on the first base side of the rubber is Matthews. Comes set and brings it to the plate. Called strike once again. It takes the delivery a little bit to get going, but once he gets about 70% of the way through, it explodes towards the plate.
Kind of lulls you to sleep a little bit.
Yes, it does. He's very statuesque, not a lot of movement. There's the leg lift, and the breaking ball sent down the first base side and foul. Good job by Keeling just to keep his hands back on that breaking ball. The speed change is drastic.
Had some great movement to it, too. Really dropped at the end.
Keeps the hands back, gets a piece of it, and fouls it down the first base side. Red Wings in the pinstriped pants, white and black with the black tops, and digital camo on the trim. This one's fouled back to the screen. Numbers on the back of the jersey are in white. It says Red Wings Baseball in white lettering across the front of the chest. Caledonia in the gray uniforms, well, the gray pants, the red tops with white trim. As Vikings in yellow across the front. Here's the pitch on the way. Reaching out and fouling one back into the screen. We'll stay at 1-2. See another two-strike pitch. Have to track down a few baseballs from the backstop. Good 10-15 feet from home plate behind the backstop. Here's the pitch from Matthews. A hard hit ball down the right side. The right fielder is tracking, looking up, and not going to get that one. Over the right field wall. It's not coming back. A leadoff home run for Robert Jared Keeling. As he touches third, a fist bump from Coach Hoagland. He'll trot all the way into home plate, and the Red Wings are on the board.
He's got something they like and absolutely pulled on it into right field there. You got to be careful if you're Matthews. Keep everything low against this kind of team, especially in a ballpark like this. Not all too deep amongst the outfield.
And for Keeling, he milked that home run. What I mean by that, he fouled off a two-strike pitch, fouled off another one, got a good couple of looks, decided which one he was going to swing at, got it. It was gone.
Yeah, and that's a veteran move right there, knowing that, okay, if I try and put this into play, it's not going to work out, so just spill it, slice it off, foul, wait for something you like.
Now the pitcher, Morgan Odell, watches strike one come through. He said, say nice things about me. So, Morgan Odell, nice things about you.
He's got nice hair. I'll give him that.
Sweet head of hair. I can't deny that. Here's the breaking ball, and it drops in low for a ball. Evens it up at one ball, one strike. Odell able to get through the top half of the inning without letting a run come across. Here's a pitch. He'll foul it back to the screen. Just ever so slightly grazed that one. Sound like when somebody taps on a glass. Ump's got the baseball. We are set and ready to roll. Wyatt Spurgeon, so kind to track that one down. Here's the pitch to Odell, down and away. Two balls, one strike. The two pitchers facing off against one another here. A 2-1 pitch from Matthews on the way downstairs. It hits in front of the dirt, and it looked like it went in between the catcher's legs. The ump lifts his left foot, and it hit him in the shoe top.
Yeah, I think he definitely got a piece of something because he heard the double touch.
That was different. Yeah, definitely, for sure double tap in there. Here's the 3-1, and ball four as Odell makes his way down to first, flips the bat into the on-deck circle, and is snatched out of the air by Spurgeon. He'll step up with a 1-0 lead and a runner at first. That runner at first is Odell. No courtesy. He'll stay out there. Wyatt Spurgeon steps up with one on, no out, and a 1-0 lead after the leadoff solo home run by Robert Jared Keeling. Matthews bends over at the waist, a glance to first, brings it to the plate, and this one skips into the dirt off to the right side. The catcher has to slide out and keep it out in front of him. Able to do so, it's Trent McClain behind the plate. Keeling back in the box, or Spurgeon, beg your pardon. Here's the pitch about eye level. And Matthews falls behind 2-0. Still has yet to record an out. A look over to first. Odell takes a small lead. The pitch on the way. And it is the third straight out of the zone to Spurgeon. Now in a 3-0 count. Parrish in the on-deck circle. Good chatter out of the Red Wings dugout. The pitch on the way. Called strike to get me over. It was like the get me over changeup almost. Now in a definite hitter's count. 3-1. Matthews set. The pitch on the way. A hard hit ball into the outfield. It'll one hop now, two hop to the left fielder. And the runner will advance from first down to second. Well, the single. As runners now at first and second, Odell moves down to the second base back. Spurgeon at first, and Reese Parrish will step up to the dish with two on, none out, and a 1-0 lead as this inning started with a solo home run for Robert Jared Keeling. Matthews bent over at the waist. Looks in now, glance back to second. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted out of play down the right side. Look out. Good crowd sitting behind us in a half circle around the hillside. will track down the ball and we'll get it back in play. Matthews set and ready to go on the hill. Set up on the first base side of the rubber. Hunched at the waist. Brings the pitch in. Breaking ball. Out of the zone. One ball, one strike. And Matthews never really comes in a fully stood up position. Stays hunched over at the waist. Now brings the pitch in. And fouled back and out of play once again.
Almost hit a moving car.
Now that's happened a couple of times. It's karma for showing up late.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be late.
They were here at the start
Bang,
time.
Bang, $250 deductible. We're back and ready. Back into the box. Runners at first and second. A 1-0 lead already for Eminence. No outs recorded in the bottom of the first. The pitch from Matthews. Breaking ball bounces to McLean. He'll field it. And a slow trot as he makes his way. A little bit halfway in between the plate and the mound. Just a few words to Matthews. He peers in. Hunched over at the waist. Becomes set. The pitch is down and away from the right-handed hitter.
Give credit to McLean. He's had some tough balls to try and stop here. A lot low in the dirt. Some of them breaking balls. Others. That one right there was a fastball. He's done a good job of keeping behind all of them.
Here's a 3-2 pitch with two on, no out, and ball four. Bases loaded, no out, a 1-0 lead already for Eminence, and Coach Trent Hartley is headed out of the dugout and is across the line.
This is going to be interesting here, how they worked Ethan Matthews. Even if he can get out of this inning moving forward, he's got pitch number 25 coming up. He can pitch a maximum of 95.
Yeah, being the new pitch restrictions staggered by class, by which grade you are in. So that will limit the freshman pitcher considerably as compared to an upperclassman. Well, it's not considerably. Regardless, you're limited. It's about 10 to 15 pitch difference depending on when or if you start an at-bat. The problem that they're going to run into, who do you give the ball to? So your ace, not an option. Oh, moving forward. It will indeed be tough sledding if this inning does not end quickly.
Speaking of the ace, Keaton Lowry was the last person to break that little powwow they had on the mound. He's the shortstop. He's back in his spot now, but he was, I believe, trying to tell Matthews to keep it low. It fields in.
Bases loaded. Trent McBride at the plate. The pitch comes in, gets away from the catcher McLean, and rolls about halfway up the third base side. And that is a fortunate bounce for the Vikings. Class 1 sectional baseball brought to you today on J98 by Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Ledington, along with Bloomsdale Bank of St. Genevieve and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Don't buy one, buy them all. Pitch on the way, bases loaded down the third base side. And this one will make its way out of play. It was hooking off the bat, but it was a long way foul.
McBride just a little out in front of that one. If he's back just a little bit more, that could be trouble.
Got bases loaded, no outs, a 1-0 score. Matthews lifts the leg, brings it to the plate. Fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes.
Trent McBride, man, he was way out in front of that one. That one was way inside, too. He was thinking swing all the way before he even read where the ball was going to be placed.
The pitch on the way, down and away. Oh, two balls, two strikes.
Catcher Trent McLean, he wanted that call there really badly. Tried to frame that one up. That would have been a huge first out.
Bases are full. Matthews lifts the leg. The pitch on the way. It was a breaking ball. The third baseman fields it, throws it home, and it gets away from the catcher, and the run will score. They had exactly what they needed in that scenario, Sean. A soft ground ball to the third baseman, fielded cleanly, could have tagged the back, thrown home, double up. They get neither.
Yeah, just a really bad break there. I mean, with the way this inning has gone, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that you get. They had one right there, the five-hitter up at the plate, Trent McBride. They had a chance for not just one, but maybe even two there. Get the runner heading home and the runner heading down to first McBride. Instead, they get nothing.
Now you've got the third baseman for Eminent stepping up to the plate with the bases full. TJ Rowland at the dish. A left-handed hitter watches the first one come through away from him for ball one. Bases are loaded after a leadoff home run, and now another run coming across, 2-0. The pitch from Matthews away from Rowland, now 2-0, and nowhere to put it. So far, five have stepped to the plate, five have reached. The pitch on the way. Downstairs, and now 3-0. And Matthews, your choices are walk him or throw meat.
And he's looking over at the dugout. He's trying to find some answers over there. The answers are within you, Matthews. You got to hit the strike zone.
And he does not. The ball four skips in front of home plate and trickles back to the backstop. And another run has come across, making that 3-0. And all six batters for Eminence have reached safely so far. Now, the DH, Grant Dyer. Bases loaded. Matthews delivers inside. And for anybody at the high school level, this is a tough situation. For a young guy like this, this is the fire. Breaking ball lifted into left field. It's a fair ball, and the English is going to make it a problem. One run will come in. Two runs will come in. The throw skips away from third base. Everyone's safe. Runners now at second and third, and two more on the board. A two RBI base hit makes it 5-0 off the bat of Grant Dyer. 7 of 7 have reached safely.
I mean, they are close to batting around here. Jenkins, who's coming up to the plate now, Taylen Jenkins. He is the number 8 hitter in the lineup. Denton White is the 9 hitter. And after that, back to the top.
The first pitch to the number 8 spot in the order is a ball. Adios, mijo. Called strike on that one. Now 1-1. The number 8 hitter, Taylen, swings and fouls one down the third side. Taylen Jenkins, the left fielder for Eminence. Matthews on the first base side of the rubber, still looking to record his first out. The pitch on the way. Called strike, and there it is. It's the backwards K on the number 8 hitter. After the first 7 batters for Eminence all reached safely, we're into the number 9 spot in the order, Denton White. He'll step up with runners at second and third.
The left side of the infield still playing in. The right side's playing back a bit more.
This one's a chopper over to the second base side. Fielded cleanly. The throw over to first is in time. The runner will come in, and TJ Rowland. So make that the first 6 Eminence Red Wings that step to the plate have all come around to score. And that will go down as the FC for the second out. Back to the top of the order. And I think, what was it, about 13 minutes ago, he started this inning with a home run.
About that. I didn't start my clock, unfortunately, but already they batted around.
Runner at third, the pitch on the way. Called strike as he jumps back out of the right side, the left-handed batter's box. He had to slide out of the way, but it definitely caught part of the zone, according to the ump.
Well, he's standing pretty close to the plate.
Yeah, he does crowd it for sure. Here's the pitch to him. And a ball is hit over into right field. Will it hang up for the center fielder? Yes, it will for the third out. Not before 10 Eminence Red Wings come to the plate. 6 of them touch home. It's a 6-0 lead after one. Caledonia has a lot of work to do. They'll try to get it started next on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. for you.
A lot of work ahead of the Valley Caledonia baseball team, down 6-0 against the Eminence Red Wings. Eminence sends 10 batters to the dish in the bottom of the first. Six of those come around to score, and not even half had a base hit. A lot of that comes on the would-be double play opportunity. It all started with a leadoff solo home run, and kind of from there, the scales had tipped in favor of Eminence, and they just stuck their finger on the weight and pushed and pushed and pushed, driving six runs in that bottom of the first, and the first six batters that came to plate eventually coming around to score.
And the happiest person right now here at Valley Caledonia High School has to be Morgan Odell, because we were saying before, he doesn't have a ton of velocity behind either of his two pitches, the fastball or the curveball. And on top of that, he allowed some decent hit balls back in the first inning. There's another.
And here's one that's skied into left center field. Back up and there to make the play. White once again. And Denton White showing his range in center field. Might not get the greatest jump, but neither did Jim Edmonds every time. But you find the best route to the baseball, and that's Denton White. He's somehow, it seems like it's going to drop, but right when it's the peak of where his glove needs to be, it's in the right place at the right time.
And right there with White, he had to back up a bit to go that one. He had to go further back than when he started. That so far is three out of four outs. That one is swung on and missed. That have involved the outfielder having to go back further than he was originally standing for it. So again, back to my point from before with Odell. He's got to be happy because now it allows him to be aggressive with a 6-0 lead.
Pulls a string on that pitch. Gets a swing and a miss.
That's twice now, Boyer. Swinging over the top of that curveball from Odell. Keeping it low.
Dustin Payne due up next. Here is the pitch on the way. Called strike. Ring him up. He left the bat on the shoulder, and Boyer goes down looking. Dustin Payne, number 96, playing left field today for Caledonia. One of two 96s.
And there's also a 98 and 84. Some interesting numbers for Valley.
Called strike on the breaking ball once again. So Odell is settling into that breaking ball to effect. Looking to go three up, three down. The pitch on the way. Outside. Good eye that time from Dustin Payne. Keeps the bat on the shoulder. Bright green bat. Double batting gloves. Odell lifts the leg and brings it in. Called strike.
Odell, he's really in a groove right now. He is. As soon as he gets on the mound, he gets set. He wastes no time.
He's in bulldog mode. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Called on Boyer, swinging on Payne. Two strikeouts, three up, three down, and we'll make our way into the bottom of the second. And that wasn't a whole lot of time for the Red Wing Bats to cool off. We'll see how they look. 2, 3, and 4 due up Odell, Spurgeon, Parrish next for Eminence.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Behind the backstop as we continue on in Class 1 sectional baseball this afternoon on J98 KTJJ Farmington. And Caledonia started in a hole. They've got plenty of time to try and dig their way out of it. If you're just joining us, Eminence plating 6 in the bottom of the first. And they're stepping back up to the plate in the bottom of the second. And for the second at bat for Morgan Odell, he walked his first time up and came around to score. He was one of those runs that came in on the throwing error from third. Throwing error, the
fielding
catch error,
yeah.
Says. One that led to the other. Matthews, the young fellow, the freshman on the hill for Caledonia, has a lot of work ahead of him. He steps back on the first base side, lifts the leg. The first pitch is a called strike on the inside to the right-handed hitter. Morgan Odell for Eminence. And a hard hit ball in the second pitch. Over to the left field side, jumping, trying to make the play, and unable to do so. It goes over his glove, digging for two. Here comes the throw in. It won't come all the way into second base. And Odell makes his way to second, sliding in safely on a ball that just out of the reach of the left fielder.
That's one that Payne, I think if he took a better angle to the ball, certainly would have had it. There's no wind out here today. Absolutely nothing blowing around.
Oh, it is completely still today.
But Payne just had a bad angle on the ball. He ran flat towards it and then realized it was going over his head. And you could actually see the moment when he realized, because he stopped at one point, realized it was too late to kind of loop back to try and get it, and kind of went to the spot where it was settled and tried to jump and snag it all at once. Just couldn't get up enough.
Now you have Odell at second base. Spurgeon at the dish, the throw back to second, not in time, but close. Matthews back out on the hill, looks back to second base. Another glance back to second, comes set, the pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Blows one by him that time. Matthews hunches over at the waist as he looks in. A look back to second. Pitching arm dangles. Now he's set. Lifts the leg. And called strike. Catches the outside part of the strike zone to the right-handed hitting Wyatt Spurgeon, who singled and scored his first time.
Give credit to Trent McClain there, too, with a nice frame job on the outside.
He was trying to milk a couple of those early on. Didn't get the call. Staying with it, though. Breaking ball. Out of the zone. See another two-strike pitch. It's on the way, and this one's hit hard into right field. Odell leaves second on contact. He'll be held up at third as the throw comes into home, and now headed up to second. As the throw comes in, Spurgeon realized the throw was headed home to try to cut down Odell. He'll advance up to the second base bag. So runners at second and third with Reese Parrish stepping to the plate. He walked and scored in the first.
I'm surprised Jordan Moses made the throw to home there. You know, yeah, it's coming all the way from right fields. You know, this ain't the major league, so you have to lob it a little bit for it to get to home. Plenty of time for Spurgeon to get to second. It was an accurate throw. Just when you have to throw it that far, just hit the cutoff, man.
There's a pitch down in the dirt to Reese Parrish, the shortstop for the Red Wings. He walked and scored. Now he steps up with runners at second and third. Odell at third. Spurgeon at second. Matthews the pitch. A dribbler down the third base side. Glove, the throw over to first. A short hop in time. Now the runner trying to come home. A late throw in, and they'll get him at home. So the very unconventional two outs, and now a runner at third. So some miscommunication on the base pass. You got to consider that Eminence a very youthful squad as well.
Interesting there. At first, Breaker Fields at third base, he didn't look the runner back. So Odell was, he had a good lead from third. And then when the throw went to first, Odell was a little indecisive, started to go. Didn't go, then decided to go. At that point, the clue already had in his glove. He was looking to throw home.
The first pitch, the next batter driven into deep center field and shading over towards right center to make the play for the final out in the bottom of the second. So much better going that time for Matthews in Caledonia after allowing six in the bottom of the first, zero in the bottom of the second. It's 6-0 in favor of the Red Wings as we make our way into the top of the third inning. We'll do that next on J98.
10,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians, PPG certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience. and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body across from Ozarks Regional Library in the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
Six to zero through two. Valley Caledonia trailing the Eminence Red Wings in the Class 1 State Sectional Baseball Round on J98. It was a six-run bottom of the first for the Red Wings. They were held scoreless in the bottom of the second. Caledonia set to step up in the top of the third. They've got some work to do, and they'll have to do it with 8-9-1. In this inning, Andy Brakefield, Jordan Moses, Blake Rollins all due up in this half of the inning. Morgan Odell back out for the Red Wings. He's been pretty efficient so far. He's faced one over the minimum. A couple of three fly ball outs in the first. A fly ball out in the second. Back-to-back strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. It's his day so far. He'll face Andy Brakefield, the third baseman for Caledonia. He'll step up to the plate. Hear the tunes in the background. It's athletic director Chad Middleton on the PA duties. Now batting number 44, also, boys basketball coach, man of many hats. Brakefield.
As you typically find in these small schools.
Absolutely. First pitch to Brakefield. Downstairs. Ball one. Kind of get that to the little family atmosphere, I guess, in that kind of approach. The 1-0 is a called strike. Keeping the bat on the shoulder. Brakefield, no swing that time. Odell set and ready. Brings the curveball in this time. Out of the zone, down and away. That's primarily where we've seen him throw it. It's not a plus. It's developing. The pitch on the way, and swing and a miss on that time. Definitely looking for a fastball and did not get it. Brakefield now looking at a 2-2 count. Odell lifts the leg, delivers the 2-2. Check swing, foul down the first base side. We'll see another 2-2 pitch. Odell squares up, comes set on the first base side. The pitch on the way. Called strike three. Ring him up. The backwards K goes up on Brakefield. That's three strikeouts in a row for Odell. One looking, one swinging, and another looking in that order. Jordan Moses, the number nine hitter, the right fielder, steps to the plate. The pitch to him is apparently a ball. I didn't see them do anything at all that time, but I saw the light out in left field. The 1-0. Called strike, 1-1. Odell is pitching like he's double parked. He's ready to go. Lifts the leg. It's on the way. Breaking ball about eye level.
Pitching like he's double parked. He's pitching like he left the car running on accident.
You're not
kidding,
man. And
he was sitting on me when he got here. He's already ready to go.
2-1 pitch on the way. And out of the zone now, 3-1. The ball hits the mitt. He takes three steps, spins, and then gets ready to go. There's not a whole lot more to it. This is the longest we've seen him take. He's kicking dirt around, but he's set and ready to go right as we speak. The pitch. Called strike once again. Man, he is painting the black right now. 3-2. Full count scenario. The pitch. Jams him. It gets it off the hands and just past the fringe of the grass into left field. It will drop in for a base hit for Jordan Moses. The number nine spot in the order comes through for the Vikings. Back to the top of the order, Blake Rollins, who flew out to deep left field his first time up. He'll step up now with one on, one out. On sectional baseball brought to you by Missouri Alliance Mutual of St. Genevieve, Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, and New Era Bank in Farmington. The pitch and a throw down to first, keeping the runner honest as the catcher jumped out in a hurry to try to make that throw down to first. Moses wasn't that far away from the bag. He didn't stray too far. Odell, the pitch, swing and a miss. from Rollins. One ball, one strike. Odell, a glance over to first. Now he'll step off and check the runner back to the bag. That's something he hasn't had to deal with too often as a runner on. The pitch, breaking ball upstairs, left it out of the zone. And falls back 2-1.
Looking to drop it in there, but just didn't quite get enough break on it.
Rollins steps back in. The pitch to him. And the same location, a little bit more zip on that one. He went back upstairs, brought the fastball. Now swing and a miss, 2-2. Odell looks over to first. Now brings it to the plate, breaking ball way upstairs that time. So runner on is in the back of Odell's mind at least a little bit. Now three balls, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Now throw down to first. And the runner gets back safely. That was nearly a strike him out, throw him out. As Rollins goes down swinging. And the throw down to first.
Playing second, number 16.
Doesn't get the runner, but it was close.
Moses taking some big leads, and Odell, although I know he likes to work quickly, as we've seen so far, he's still working at the same pace out of the stretch. He steps off there. You know, if he doesn't step off at all, that's the only thing that's really keeping Moses on his toes. He hasn't thrown over at all.
There's the first pitch to Thaddeus Hefner. Goes with a breaking ball away from the right-handers.
But beyond that, I'm surprised we haven't seen Moses try and time it out yet and just take off for second base.
See if he does in this at bat. The 1-0, swing and a miss. He mixes up the fastball and the curveball pretty well, but there's a little bit of consistency to it as well. Here's the pitch. Just tapped foul, and he was off that time. One ball, two strikes. Moses was taken off that time on contact. He didn't really take off on the pitcher.
It's about a 2-1 ratio, fastball to curveball so far.
The 1-2, way upstairs, axe handle over the top of the head. Got him to swing and chase after an ugly one. So he ends up striking out the side, allows a single in the process. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the last six outs coming by strikeout. And now for Eminence, they'll come back up to the plate in the bottom of the third. With T.J. Rowland, Grant Dyer, and Taylen Jenkins, all due up next on J98.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Into the bottom of the third, still a 6-0 score. All six runs happening in the bottom of inning number one, with the first six batters for Eminence all reach base safely and eventually came around to score. As we go into the bottom of the third, it's 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Red Wings and T.J. Rowland, Grant Dyer, the DH, and left fielder Taylen Jenkins. And of those three, Rowland walked and scored in the first. Dyer, a double. Jenkins is the only one to not touch a base yet. Matthews still out on the hill for Caledonia. 52 pitches and a max of 95. So it'd be tough to see him make it through this entire contest with the new pitch restrictions. Not because I don't think he's tough enough. Clearly, he's tough enough. But the pitch count.
That's it. He's got about 43 pitches left to go.
A first pitch that he sends to T.J. Rowland down the right field line. The right fielder up and watching it bounce, and another leadoff home run for Eminence. This time off the bat of T.J. Rowland down the right field line and just clearing the fence. And he'll round third. Fist bump from Hoagland and tag another one on for the Red Wings. That makes it 7 to zero.
Just a tough position for Ethan Matthews to be in. You can't really fault him for any of this.
No.
He's coming into this game, you know, being asked to face off against a very tough lineup in Eminence. I mean, this is a team that's put up, what, about a run an inning or something like that?
Yeah, they averaged 10 points, I think it was 10.2 or 10.7 per game.
Just nuts.
The pitch on the way, and this one is found down to the third base side.
I mean, that's tough for anyone in high school baseball to face off against, let alone a kid that's, what, 15 years old, give or take,
right,
a year?
A hard hit ball down the third base side once again, and foul. So Dyer sending some down that third base side. We'll see if he'll adjust his timing here. Class 1 sectional baseball brought to you by Mineral Area College of Park Hills, Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. The pitch from Matthews in the dirt. That one only went about 58, 59 feet. That one was tough. See how this one looks. Comes back with a fastball. Downstairs, still out of the zone. It's a solo home run for T.J. Rowland to start this inning off. And now Dyer looking at a 3-0 count. DHing for Parker Madison. Here's the 3-0. Or beg your pardon, 3-2. If I've learned anything sitting this far away from the scoreboard, I need new glasses. The pitch on the way is down and in, ball four. So Dyer will reach on a walk.
You know, I don't think it's your glasses. I think it's just the strikes may not be working on the scoreboard quite right.
I can't tell you which category is balls and strikes or outs. I can't read the words.
It goes left to right, ball, strike.
Well, I'm imagining it's still the same, but I like legitimately can't read the words that far away. Can you?
Yes.
Okay. I was just making sure it wasn't just, you know, nobody can kind of thing.
No one knows what it means.
Showing bunt out of the bottom of the lineup and down the first base side. What a beauty. Wow. What a bunt down the right side by Taylen Jenkins out of the eighth spot. He laid it down and it trickled right inside the first base line. I don't know if I've seen one that to a T ever.
That's textbook. And I was really curious, as he was making his way towards the line, what Ethan Matthews was going to do with that. Was he going to let it go and see if it hooks? Was he going to pick it up and play it? And I think he made the right move, just pick it up, get the tag, record the out.
Yeah, you didn't have much else of an option at that point. It had a good amount of speed to it, some spin to it, and it advanced the runner. And now the first pitch into left center field off the bat of Denton White. The strong throw in. They won't get the runner at home. The throw up to second, not in time. And Denton White stands at second base. Another run comes in. He roped one into left center field. Make that 8-0 Eminence.
It was hit low, but it was hit very hard. Immediately got past Laurie at short and Breakerfield at third base. White pushing for two with the throw coming from home. We're coming to home from left field.
And now for the Vikings, you have to start scoreboard watching. You have to keep that in the back of your mind.
And now an intentional walk, was issued.
That time,
Jared Keeley.
Matthews stepped up there, became set, started to go to the plate, went back to second, balked him.
But now that would just advance the runner on second, though. That wouldn't put the runner on first.
He did a whole lot of extracurriculars. You could have got him for any of them twice. A popped-up bunt down the third base side. It was pretty much one of those scenarios where you could take your pick if you wanted to explain of which one to not do. Mm-hmm. He did them. Now he's back on the hill. Odell wants a different bat. He'll get it.
Not sure what happened with the last one.
That's the bat he used in his first plate appearance.
Maybe he couldn't find it. Spurgeon holding out on him.
Pickoff throw over to first for Matthews. Not in time.
Over at first. Skylar DeClue didn't seem ready for that one at all. A little surprise on his face as that throw came his way. Thankfully for the Vikings, he was able to snag it.
Odell lifts one back up and out of play. Nobody wants to look up into the sunlight, so everybody just holds the top of their head. I'll have to track that one back down. Matthews toes the rubber on the first base side. Runners at first and second behind him. The pitcher for Eminence, Odell at the plate, has walked and doubled. Here's a breaking ball to him upstairs out of the zone, one and two. Odell, it seems like he just does everything quickly. Back out after calling time, right back in.
He just wants to play ball.
Seems that way. Definitely quick, just about everything he's done out there.
His last two innings, he's also made quick work of the Vikings. All three innings, in fact.
Matthews has been out there laboring. Here's another one. And a hard hit ball foul down the left side off the bat of Odell. We'll try another two-strike pitch. Count now at 2-2.
Pitch number 68 will be thrown here by Ethan Matthews.
So that would mean 16 so far this inning. And still some work to do. Just one out recorded. Runners at first and second. He comes set, looks around the base pass, comes to the plate. A hard hit ball off the bat of Odell into center field. One run will come in. It'll be a close play at the plate. The throw gets cut off. And the cutoff man, Keaton Lowry, doesn't have a whole lot of arm strength right now and couldn't really fire that baseball in. So after that run comes in, make that 9-0 in favor of Eminence. And Wyatt Spurgeon at the plate, who has singled and come around to score. Singled in the second, was stranded at third. And now he's going to step up with a 9-0 lead. And Coach Trent Hartley makes his way out to the mound. And by the conversation, he's going.
He's out.
I don't want to speculate, but I think that he is about to. I thought he was going to hand that ball to Lowry for a second. I was thinking there was no way that could actually take place, but that will not be the case. Looks like Thaddeus Hefner will be the one tasked with taking over for Matthews on the mound. Hefner comes into the day with a 7.76 ERA, so we'll have to give him a little bit of time to warm up. We'll step aside for 1 minute and come back with a new pitcher for the Vikings next on J98.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
New pitcher for Caledonia, Thaddeus Hefner, takes over on the hill. We'll see the first pitch from him is a hard hit ball into right center field. It will get by the outfielders. He stumbled trying to come in and pick it up. Run number 10 touches home plate, and both runners now at second and third for Eminence, and just stepping in the turf monster out there in center field. It just slipped under his glove, trickled out towards the wall, and the run came in to score. Tough job for Hefner to step in, have that happen, and then lock back in. Now runners at second and third, down 10-0 in the bottom of the third. And now to Reese Parrish, the number four spot in the order. Hefner, the right-hander, kicks and delivers. A ball sent right into the outfield on the ground. The seeing eye single will bring in one run. And now runners on the corners with one down for Eminence.
Just a miscommunication there. Ethan Matthews was right by second base. I think he was looking for a pickoff throw and didn't make his way back to his natural position quickly enough, because that was hit well within his range.
That it was. Just squirting through the second baseman and first baseman on the right side.
Just continues to be that kind of afternoon for Valley Caledonia.
Runners off. It gets away from the catcher. He'll head back to the backstop. The runner won't try from third. Now at first and second, up 11-0 in the bottom of inning number three.
And again, just that kind of an afternoon for Valley Caledonia. Miscues, things out of their control. Was running into a tough situation with Lowry and his elbow problems.
A pitch from Hefner, down and away. For a ball. Steps back in the box. McBride awaits the pitch. Hits it down the third base side. Fielded cleanly. The throw over to first in time, but another run will come in. Makes that 12-0 and a runner at third. And now two down in this inning. TJ Rowland will come back up. TJ Rowland led this inning off with a solo home run. Deja vu. The pitch down and away. This contest started with Robert Jared Keeling, a solo home run that was followed by five additional runs. This is the exact same story. The pitch on the way, a solo home run off the bat of TJ Rowland was followed by five additional runs.
The day is done for Ethan. He wound up pitching two and a third innings, allowing eight hits, 11 runs, nine of them earned. He walked five and got one strikeout.
Rowland watches ball three come through. Here's the 3-0. A hard hit ball into right center field. The right center field. The right fielders are trying to converge and make the play. It hits off the heel of the glove and falls in. And he'll be safe at second base. Nearly had his second home run of this inning. Falls just a few feet short. The center fielder and right fielder converge. Neither can make the play. Now standing at second safely is TJ Rowland. Grant Dyer, the DH, will come up as doubled and walked in this contest so far. He'll have his second at bat of the third inning. The first pitch to him down and in the dirt away from the right-handed hitter. Hefner peers in. Runner at second behind him. Two down in this inning. The pitch on the way. And called strike right down the middle. A center cut fastball, if you will. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Hefner. Inside keeps the bat on the shoulder. One and one, T.J. Rowland stands at second base. 13-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch on the way. And called strike two. Two and two. Two down in this inning and a runner at second in T.J. Rowland. The pitch from Hefner. Fouled off down the right side. Will it stay in play? No, it will just clear the fence on the right side. Beautiful afternoon for some baseball, but the way things are trending, we're not going to get as much as we could. 13-0 is the score. Bottom of the third. Two down in this inning. A pitch from Hefner down and away on a 2-2 count. Now 3-2. The 3-2 pitch from Hefner. Chopped right in front of the pitcher's mound. Hefner comes and fields it. Throw over to first. And that will do it for the third. Now 13-0 in favor of the Eminence Red Wings. Caledonia has a lot of work to do and very little time to do it. We'll find out if they can coming up on J98.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood? Is short, not tall. And once open and then closed, may not open again. If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Third 13-0 is the score in favor of the Eminence Red Wings. Caledonia has experienced a bit of deja vu in the worst kind of ways, a leadoff solo home run in the first and the third, and both followed by a string of added runs, now 13-0 in favor of Eminence. Eminence does represent the home team on the scoreboard. So for Caledonia, they've got a lot of work to do and very little time to do it. If they want to keep their season alive, for Eminence, it's most certainly yours to lose.
And again, Odell now just has more room to work with. He can just fire strikes the whole time. Go ahead, throw a fastball straight down the plate. If they catch up to it and launch it out of the park, he's still got a 12-run lead to work with.
We are into the top of the fourth. It was 3-4-5, Ethan Matthews, Keaton Lowry, Trent McClain. The pitch to Matthews, and this one is skied just past the infield, backing up the second baseman, backpedals past the fringe of the grass, and he'll reel it in for the first out in the top of inning number four.
Batting number 10, Keaton Lowry.
Keaton Lowry for Caledonia will step up with one down. Top of the fourth, his team is trailing 13-0. The pitch called strike with a breaking ball from Odell. He's ready to go once again. This one's ripped down the third base side by Lowry and into the outfield. He'll take a wide turn around first before jockeying back to the first base bag. You get a runner on for Caledonia with one down. Now the catcher, Trent McClain, will step up. A deep fly to center field in his first at-bat. That's just the third base hit for Caledonia. The pitch from Odell skips in the dirt. Early gets away from the catcher. He's able to track that one and keep it in front of him. Now one ball, no strikes. Runner at first and one down. Called strike comes through and faking the throw down to the first base bag just to keep Lowry honest. Digging back in, the pitch from Odell upstairs about chin high. To McClain. He ducks out of the way, watches.
Does it say chin high? More like back of the head high.
Yeah, it was up there. The pitch to McClain, a hard hit ball into deep center, and he'll shade over towards right center field to make the play. And man, I'll tell you, the outfield has got a lot of work so far for Eminence. But everything is not really gone too deep. Warning track power a couple of times. The outfielders cover a lot of ground out there for the Red Wings. We'll see Blake Boyer step up with two down and a runner at first in Lowry. The pitch, swing and a miss. Catcher hops up out of the crouch. Lowry heads back to the first base bag.
He's done that a number of times. Yeah. He'll throw a little cat and mouse game between Lowry and Spurgeon behind the plate.
Here's a breaking ball upstairs. I feel like if I'm Lowry at that point, I don't believe that you're going to throw it. And if you're the catcher, you don't believe he's going to run.
Yeah, you almost do one of those when Spurgeon pops up. You kind of just stand there. You don't flinch, you know?
Say a mound visit. Out there for Odell. And I feel like is this a closer type scenario? Because Odell is just got kicked off the island by his teammates, it looked like.
54 pitches in the middle of an at-bat. It's interesting.
Let's think. There you've got 1, 2, 3 before quarterfinal. If he's thrown 54, you said?
54, according to my counts.
And one shy.
Yeah, to the smart pitch guidelines. No, he's got a couple shy because he's at 54. So he's past 45, which is one day's rest. But he's got 14 more to work with before he hits 60, which is the next limitation.
Yeah, that's most certainly what it is. They're just planning to have him fresh and ready down the line.
Why not?
Right? If you're in the position, You have the luxury to do so. Why not? Why would you not? Exactly. So now it looks like we'll have a new guy out there for the Eminence Red Wings. We'll give him 30 seconds to warm up. We'll be back on the other side of this 30-second pause to introduce you to the new pitcher for Eminence.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
A new man on the mound for Eminence as Odell gets things started. He is taken out in favor of TJ Rowland. I don't even know if in favor of is the right turn of phrase for that. In alternative to, he was pretty efficient in what we did see from Odell. He was taken out.
I believe in a strategic move, yes, is the right wording to use for this situation, because this is them.
Strategery?
Yeah. I mean, already in the top of the fourth, they're looking forward to the next game. And
most certainly.
At this level, Class 1, that's so important. You need all the arms that you can get because your roster is just not that big. They got 14 total players on the roster. That's it. Who knows how many of them can actually pitch.
We'll see what TJ Rowland can do. He's on the hill and rears back and throws a little heat back our way.
A little interesting that they decided to do it in the middle of the at-bat.
Definitely. Rowland, a very small kick when he gets going.
I mean, every once in a while, maybe I'll miss a pitch or two, but there's no way I miss 10 pitches.
No way.
I'm not that bad at counting.
Blake Boyer at the dish for Caledonia, and Lowry will go ahead and snag second base as ball four comes in on Boyer. So after a lengthy delay for Blake Boyer, he finally is issued ball four.
Got a little confused there. I forgot it was a 1-1 count for a second. Started trotting down to first after three balls. What?
Right, yeah. So pitching change comes right in the middle of that at-bat. TJ Rowland comes in and proceeds to walk Blake Boyer. Now Dustin Payne steps up with two on, two out. The pitch to him is called strike. Just catches the bottom part of the zone. One ball, one strike. On the left fielder, number 96, Dustin Payne. Holds a bat on the shoulder as Rowland sends in the 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1.
And give credit to these Valley of Caledonia fans.
Still nobody's
here.
Left.
No. Not a single person, despite being down 13-0.
Rowland looks back to second. And strike number two called on the inside part of the plate to the right-handed Dustin Payne. Now two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. The pitch fouled off down the right side. So if that wasn't enough twos, we'll try it again. So now, two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Second, two-strike pitch.
Deuces all around.
Everywhere. Hopefully, they're a little bit wild. The pitch on the way, and there's the wild for you. Gets away from the catcher. The runners advance. I can't believe that actually worked. That never happens.
Isn't it amazing how things work out sometimes?
I was trying to keep it straight and try to not chuckle. It actually unfolded how it did. I thought, that'd be cool for an intro, and I just blew it. It's too funny.
We can edit it.
Oh, man.
Work your magic.
What are the odds? So after the ball trickles all the way back to the backstop, the runners do advance 90 feet down to second and third. Have to readjust the knee pads and get back set for the Red Wings catcher. Runners now at second and third, and here's the pitch from Rowland. It gets away from the catcher, and it was ball four. So regardless, bases full.
Now batting number 44, Andy Brickfield.
This is an interesting situation here. I mean, it's a huge lead with 13 runs, but now you got the bases loaded, two outs, but Pitcher's been a little all over the place.
And this one bounces in the dirt once again. Nobody's going to try to take home plate.
Smart move. Don't push it. I mean, you are down 13 runs. You got the bases loaded here. First, your one run means absolutely nothing in this game.
That's true.
You're
first and foremost,
the out.
You got to get it to single digits.
And you're not going to do that by taking home on a wild pitch.
Rolling kicks. The pitch on the way. And this time snared by the catcher. Does not get away from him. A little bit of anticipation on that pitch down in the dirt. Two out, bases loaded. The pitch inside. Now the throw down to third. Hit off the bottom of the shoe of Lowry sliding back into third.
Yeah, it either got that or was off the glove of the third baseman, Voiles, and up into the air. Hit something, though.
Rolling set and ready. Bases are loaded. And he's got to throw a strike if he doesn't want to bring in a run. Digging in. The pitch on the way, and this one down in the dirt. Now we'll walk one in for Caledonia. They get their first run on the board. Makes it 13-1. And it's Keaton Lowry, one to touch home plate.
Here's another big out right here, potentially, for Eminence.
So, yeah.
After this, it's the top of the lineup. And then things could get interesting at that point. This could be a chance for Valley Caledonia to maybe not close the entire lead here, but at least, you know, show a little fight in them.
Get the blood flowing.
Bit. Yeah.
Let's see. You've got one pitcher taken out. Starting to walk, starting to issue walks. Now it's carried over into the second pitcher as he throws a strike right down Broadway to Jordan Moses. Moses with the bases loaded, the bat in his hand, a pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. Strike two. Caledonia now trailing 13-1. The pitch from Roland. Called strike three. Left the bat on the shoulder. Goes down looking to end the threats. One run comes across. 13-1 is the score as we make it into the bottom of inning number four with Eminence due up to bat. Next on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Eight, nine, and one will come to the plate in the order for the Eminence Red Wings. Jenkins, White, and Keeling. On the mound is Thad Hefner. Still working here for the Vikings. They find themselves down 13-1 as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. And so far, to recap the scoring, 6 in the bottom of the first for Eminence, 7 in the bottom of the third, none put up in the seconds. Now let's find out what happens in the bottom of inning number 4. Starting pitcher for this game, for the Vikings, it was Ethan Matthews. He got bounced after 2 1/3 innings. Not an ideal start for him. Again, the freshman, they'll put in a tough spot, facing a very tough lineup. The situation to set the table for you, if Eminence gets a 3-run lead, this game is over. So there is a chance that they could walk off in this inning here.
It's a very big possibility.
I mean, especially with the way the inning has gone. First pitch, fought off foul and out of play down the first base side.
Yeah, talking to Coach Hoagland over the weekend, he said one thing that we do, we can hit. We average about 10 runs per game. He's right.
They got more than that so far. That average will go up a little bit as the pitch is taken on the outside for ball one by Taylen Jenkins. One ball and one strike to count.
It is a team where you see pretty good swings up and down the order.
The 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1, and some good power, too. The ball's been hit quite a ways throughout this game and a couple times all the way.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of leadoff homers.
The 2-1 is swung on a miss, 2-2 for Taylen Jenkins. After him, it's Denton White in the top of the lineup.
That leadoff homer really set the tone.
Strike three, down looking goes Jenkins for the first out.
He did not contest that. He picked the bat up, walked away, and never said a word.
So this will bring White to the plate. He's the center fielder for the Red Wings.
Denton White.
1-for-2 so far. Grounded out to second back in his first at-bat and hit a hard ground ball to left field in his most recent at-bat. See what we can do here the third time around. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. It is a 13-1 lead for Eminence over Valley of Caledonia. Pitch taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Thaddeus kicks and delivers. Off speed, fought off foul, straight back and way out of play. 1-1 now the count. Hefner sets, kicks, and fires. Misses low and inside for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike with 1 away. The pitch. Low, missing outside once again. 3 balls and 1 strike with 1 away. White looking to reach base safely for the second time this afternoon. And that's ball four right there. He will reach base safely as he works a walk on 5 pitches.
So he's been involved in about half of the defensive plays for Eminence so far. As when we got the game started, pitcher for Eminence, Odell, inducing quite a few fly balls, and most of them found their way to him.
Especially early on, the first 4 outs, I believe 3 of them were recorded by him. And then after that, Odell started chalking up some K's on the board. This one is smoked and into left center field where it will drop for a base hit. Runner from first will push for third. That's White. The throw comes in and no tag. Runner advances to second on the throw. Breaker field, it was a little high, but he didn't even attempt to swipe the tag. He had a shot at White, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he had an opportunity to make it close, if not make the play. But Eminence, that they don't slow down on the base pass. They're going to try to make you throw it on the money or try to outrun what you can do.
Pitch is taken for a strike. This is Morgan Odell. We was talking about him before as he started this game. He's 2-for-2 so far. The 0-1. Low and outside, clipping the corner for strike two.
That's something that Hefner's had since he came on in relief. He's able to get the corners.
The 0-2 pitch. Low, missing for a ball.
Trying to go back and get that corner again there.
He wanted it for a third time. No such call. Odell digs back in. Righty-righty matchup between him and Hefner. Hefner deals. Popped up, foul territory behind us and out of play.
Couple of massive trees right behind the backstop on home plate. I don't know how they're clearing some of those things.
1-2. They're providing some nice shade for the fans, though.
I mean, it is a wonderful setup.
The 1-2, that one, one hops past the plate. Run will come in from third, and the runner on second. That's Keeling will advance to third. It is now 14-1.
Keeling took the widest turn around third on a pass ball I might have ever made.
There's a lot of space behind home plate before you get to the backstop. Not as much as compared to the turn that he took. Pitch is outside, missing for a ball.
It was the moment like when you're trying to chase after someone, you turn the corner and they're right there. He had that kind of expression to stop rounding third.
You almost had the Looney Tunes stop and run in place for a second, or Scooby-Doo when you're trying to get back. That's ball four to Odell as he works a walk. And now the runner's coming home and he takes home. The throw got past the pitcher. And again, the kind of day that it's been, it just continues for Valley of Caledonia.
That it does. What were we saying all last week? Mistakes end up on the scoreboard. That's not even been the case today. I mean, just.
But there still have been a number of mistakes. Miscues in the fields, mental miscues as well.
That's made it look worse than what it has been.
Yes. Nonetheless, it was just a tough situation for Ethan Matthews, running into an even tougher lineup of Eminence. First pitch to Spurgeon, misses low for a ball. Odell on first represents the 15th lead, the 15th run lead, and the 16th total run. They're up 15-1 right now. Swung on a miss. 1-1 the count. Spurgeon so far, he's 3-for-3. Single to left, single to right, and doubled to deep right center field. The 1-1. Hit on the ground hard, and that's going to squeeze through on the left-hand side between the shortstop Lowry and the third baseman Brakerfield. Staying at second is Odell as he advances 90 feet.
Man, anything that's really been a chopper or hit pretty hard on the infield, it's found its way right to the gaps for Eminence, and they are utilizing, if they've got a lefty up there, they're going to find your gap. They've got the righty up there, they're going to size it up. They're finding your gaps on either side. They're just putting the ball in play and making everything very difficult.
Lowry right there was playing at double play depth. Pitch outside for a ball, so that's why Lowry had no shot at getting to that one when it went off the bat. The 1-0 from Hefner. Low and outside, missing for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. After Reese Parrish, it'll be Trent McBride. He's on deck. Hefner sets with a 2-0 count, kicks and fires. Low, missing for a ball. Three balls, no strikes.
Both the guys standing at the plate and in the on-deck circle, pretty sizable fellas. Can't really leave anything over the plate.
Especially on deck, McBride is a big player. That one is a get-me-over strike out of the hands of Hefner. Count slides to 3-1. Odell leads on second. Pitch, fought off foul, first base side, and well out of play. On first, Wyatt Spurgeon. 1 away here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 15-1 lead for Eminence over Valley of Caledonia. Red Wings looking to close out the Vikings here. They only need one more run to do so. Popped up. Left field.
That's
coming on
tough.
Is Payne. He moves to his left, and it goes off the heel of his glove. The throw will come into third, so they get Odell as he had to wait at second base to see if it was caught or not. So they get the out nonetheless. I'll go down, I believe, as a fielder's choice.
Batting number 18, Trent McBride.
So it makes it a little bit less stressful for Hefner?
Just slightly, as now there is two away with runners on first and second, and the pitch to Trent McBride misses upstairs, and McBride also looking for his first hit. He reached on an error in his first at-bat, flied out to center field in his second, and grounded out the third in his last at-bat. A 1-0, missing upstairs four ball, 2-0 the count.
And now you have third open rather than having the 15-run margin there.
The 2-0 from Hefner. Outside, that one's called a strike. Two balls, one strike, now the count.
Big gap over the right side.
Pitch. Inside missing for a ball. Ethan Matthews keeps sitting right by second base in case there's a throw. And I don't believe it's ever gone that way. He's not getting back to his natural position all that quickly. That one is one hop to the plate. That'll be ball four. Bases are juiced with T.J. Rowland, the pitcher, coming to the plate.
And he's mashed a couple of them so far.
Yeah.
He hit one over the right field fence and hit one to right center field, right to the fence.
That one went off the glove of the center fielder, Blake Rawlins. He had a bit of trouble tracking that one, but that one was hit quite a distance. But not as far as the home run he had in his second at-bat. Pitches on the outside for a ball. Other than that, all the way back in his first at-bat, he worked a walk. The 1-0. Over the plate for a strike. Count is 1-1. Hefner sets, fires, fought off foul, straight back and out of play.
That one got out in a hurry, straight back behind us.
That one just barely got over the net. Considering it went straight back, that was pretty much on a line. It's a 15-1 lead for Eminence as this one is popped up. Fought off foul, however, first base side, well out of play, and chasing that one was Roland. That was an easy ball, too.
He had to chase it, reach out, find. I don't even know how he hit it that far down.
It was over his head. That just shows you how much power this guy has. The 1-2. This one is hit. Deep right field. Moses going back. He settles at the wall, being called off by Rollins, who squeezes the mitt to record the final out and end the inning. So we head to the top half of inning number 5. Eminence with a 15-1 lead over Valley of Caledonia. You're listening to High School State Sectional Baseball Playoffs on J98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Back here on J98 The Boot, it'll be Blake Rollins, Thad Hefner, and Ethan Matthews, 1, 2, and 3 in the Valley of Caledonia lineup coming to the plate here in the top half of inning number 5. Eminence up 15-1. Valley, they got a lot of work to do if they want to come back in this one, Greg.
Yeah, they have a lot of work to do and not a whole lot of time to get that work done. They pretty much have to churn through the order twice to really keep things going. We're on to the top of the fifth, and we had two innings. The first with the leadoff home run for the Red Wings, then the same story later on in the third, and then things started to unravel a little bit. And as much as Eminence has helped themselves, they've had a decent amount of help along with that as well. So for Caledonia, first and foremost, fight. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, things haven't gone their way, but they're still out there doing everything they've got to do.
So Rollins will dig in for his third at-bat of the afternoon. Flied out to left in his first and struck out swinging in at-bat number 2. The first pitch is in the dirt for a ball. A new pitcher is on the mound. Reese Parrish comes in from short. I believe that's Rollins now at short, replacing him. Fought off foul. Count even at 1-1.
So they've rotated their pitchers strategically to have all of them ready in the future.
The 0-2. Upstairs, 1-1. Upstairs missing for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike to count.
We were curious who would throw. We're going to see a few.
The 2-1. Swung on and missed. 2-2 goes the count as Blake Rollins swings over the top of the breaking ball. Parrish kicks and fires. Low in the dirt. Kicking up some dust for ball 3. Count is full at 3-2.
So they start off with Odell, who's got fastball, and he's got a decent breaking ball if he keeps it away from you. Roland, who just throws cheese. Now we've got to look at Parrish.
The 3-2. Low, that's ball 4, and tossing the green highlighter bat is Blake Rollins as he takes first base.
Yeah, showing some spirit still. Love it. Works the walk, hustles down to first base. Let's see if it's contagious.
This brings Hefner to the plate. He's the man on the mound. Pitch as the runner takes off is low in the dirt. Snap throw down to second, and in safely is Blake Rollins with a steal.
He'd be having a hard time to throw out Blake Rollins, regardless of who you might be. He's got quick feet down there on the base pass. He didn't waste any time taking off and in well before the throw.
The 1-0. In the dirt, gets past the catcher. Heading for third is Rollins. He'll take it standing up as Spurgeon not able to get to it all that quickly.
So now you see Rollins earn the walk, go from first to third in about 60 seconds real time.
Count is 2-0 against Thad Hefner. The pitch. Low in the dirt, it goes past the catcher, five hole, and heading home to score a run is Blake Rollins.
Rollins was
taking himself
business on that trip around. He earns the walk, snags second, pass ball to third, and was waiting for a pass ball to come home.
90 feet per pitch. It's a 3-0 count. And now pitching there's a meeting on the mound, and we are going to have another pitching change. So that is it. As Parrish works at 3-0, they're going to pull him with a 3-0 count. A new pitcher coming on for Eminence. We'll take a one-minute pause and tell you about the new man on the mound when we return. You're listening to High School Baseball on J98.
Draw names out of a hat.
It was 1963.
And Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fliggs Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fliggs Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fliggs Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Brent McBride will be the new man on the mound for the Eminence Red Wings. He comes over from first base. T.J. Rowland heads over that way, and Reese Parrish is back at short. Trent McBride, let me tell you, this is intimidating him on the mound. He is a tall fella.
Yeah, he's a very tall, very lanky guy, and the way the mound is set up, there's a bit of a dip all around the mound, so it seems like it's quite, you know, higher. It seems actually like it's a pedestal out there, and putting him out there
and watching his breaking ball as he warms up, this kind of looks a little Ephus-esque. Maybe it's just because of his height and how high his release point is, because he's thrown it a little above third quarter angle.
It's hard to pick it up at first, but like you said, there's not a whole lot of velocity to it, so you can definitely pick it up.
So he comes in with a 3-0 count, nobody out and nobody on, as Rollins made his way around the base paths on all three pitches. So McBride sets and fires. Fastball is in there for a strike right down Broadway. 3-1 goes the count. Wasting no time, McBride fires. This one's hit on the ground hard towards third. Scooped up by Voyles. Strong throw onto first in time to record out number one.
Voyles made sure he got that throw over there, but made sure that it was on target and on time.
Knew he had a little bit of time to work with. This will bring Ethan Matthews to the plate. Pitch is a hooking curveball that drops in back door for a strike.
It's got 12-6, but man.
Pitch upstairs for a ball.
His release point is so high when it... The ball's already coming so far downhill. When it breaks, it falls off the table.
The 1-1. Missing outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike goes the count. Runner on first, one away. It's a 15-2 lead for Eminence with Valley Caledonia at the plate.
A lot of moving pieces, though.
Goes through. Excuse me. No runner on first, just one away. Yeah, a lot of moving parts, which is typical when you have a pitcher of that size. There's just so much going on with their mechanics.
And it's straight in the sunlight out there on the mound right now.
Foul tipped into the mitt for strike two. Matthews sets at the chin. The pitch chasing a way upstairs fastball is Ethan Matthews.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times. We've seen a few axe handle kind of chops.
From both sides in this
game.
Oh,
yeah.
McBride set at the chin. Kicks and delivers. Low and outside. That one misses for ball four. At least according to my count, it did. My count must have been wrong as Matthews remains at the plate. That time it's ball four. So taking his base is Ethan Matthews. Even Matthews seemed a little confused there. He looked back at the home plate umpire. I think he thought he had a walk too.
Yeah, I had the same thought as you, but I was just kind of watching things unfold. But I definitely had the same thought.
One way or another, the baseball gods right the ship. And standing at first, working a walk, is Ethan Matthews. Let's bring Lowry to the plate. First pitch to him is taken for a strike. Matthews leads at first. The Ephus curveball in there. I believe that was called a ball. Snap throw down to first. Not in time as Matthews dives back in. It was a little too far inside, so the count is 1-1. Throw down to first, and oh, they almost had Ethan Matthews leaning. That one is thrown to the left of first base as opposed to the right of it from the pitcher's mound. Trent McBride would have picked off Ethan Matthews. Man, was he leading.
And he barked at his teammate, doubling as the base coach over there.
The 1-1. Curveball dropped in there for a strike. 1-2 now the count. The 1-2 pitch fouled back into the netting.
I thought that one was coming for me. So there's a little tiny gap in the netting that would allow it to redirect itself off of the pole back here. I thought we were going to see that. Free souvenir.
We've seen plenty in this game so far that's already wild. On the ground, slow roller towards third. Scooped up by Voiles. He goes the short way to second for one. On to first. Not in time for the double play.
Lowry hustling down the baseline. Showed the speed earlier.
Wanted the double play, but it was just too slow developing.
They wanted a fancy finish, and Lowry wanted to keep him from getting it.
So this brings Trent McClain to the plate. Lowry leads on first, two away here in the top of the fifth. Curveball in the dirt, swung on and missed, however, by Trent McClain for strike number one.
Now it seems like Spurgeon wants to end it on a pickoff, doesn't it?
A little bit. He wants the kill shot. He sets, kicks, and fires to the plate. Hit on the ground hard. It is snagged, backhanded by a roll in the first baseman. He takes it to the bag himself, and that will do it. Eminence has defeated Valley of Caledonia by mercy through 4.5 innings. Final score, 15-2. And, Craig, you feel for Valley Caledonia. They had a tough game all around, and they, as I said before, they ran into an even tougher Eminence team.
That is a very true statement. But I was talking the other day to one of the coaches in the area, and he said, it's not how you start your year, it's more about how you finish it. For these guys, looking at the start of the year, were you supposed to do this? Is this something that was supposed to happen on paper? Most people probably wouldn't have given you the best shot. You got to prove a lot of people wrong on your way to this point. Did it go well? Did it happen the way that you wanted to? No, it didn't. But at the end of the day, you got to play a playoff baseball game at the state level. You probably weren't supposed to be here from the outside looking in, so this is something that you won't forget. In 10, 15 years when you're sitting on the front porch, you know, in the summertime, you're not going to worry about what the score was. You're going to say, we got to play state baseball with all of our buddies in a year that
we probably weren't supposed to.
You were
to.
District champions. That's right. What you're going to sit there
I don't,
and say.
I can't say that when I go home today. Yeah. I don't have a district championship. So at the end of the day, I mean, the memory that they created to get to this point will outweigh the end result of said contest.
Still a successful season nonetheless, especially where the expectations were, but unfortunately not quite the Cinderella ending they were hoping for. Eminence down to Valley of Caledonia, 15-2 for the final score. Make sure you stay tuned. We got post-game action coming up after this two-minute pause on J98.
10,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians, PPG certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body across from Ozarks Regional Library and the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
15-2 is the final score as Eminence downs Valley Caledonia to move on in the state tournament, defeating them in the sectional round. To briefly recap the scoring, Eminence in the first inning put 6 runs up on the board. Then in the bottom of the third inning, they put 7 more on top to take a 13-0 lead. In the top of the fourth, Valley of Caledonia started to show a bit of fight. They put a run up on the board themselves, but Eminence put 2 up on the board to put the pressure on Valley of Caledonia. They needed to cut into the lead, get it back down to single digits to stay alive. They were unable to do so, and they fall through 4.5 innings of play by a final score of 15-2. Taking a look at some of the stats for the Eminence Red Wings, Wyatt Spurgeon leading things for them, 4-for-4 at the plate. He had an RBI and 2 runs scored as well. Multiple runs were put up in this game by Jared Keeling, Morgan Odell. Spurgeon had 2 runs scored himself. Reese Parrish had 2 runs scored, and TJ Rowland had 2 runs scored. Multiple RBIs coming from the bottom of the lineup. Trent McBride had 2. TJ Rowland also had 2 runs scored. Grant Dyer had a pair of runs batted in as well, and Denton White, batting in the 9 hole, had 2 RBIs. Meanwhile, for Valley Caledonia, 3 hits for the team, 1 apiece coming from Ethan Mathis, Keaton Lowry, as well as Andy Brakefield. And 2 runs were scored by them. Blake Rollins and Keaton Lowry were the 2 putting up those runs. So that will do it for us here on J98. Eminence, once again, downs Valley of Caledonia by a final score of 15-2. And Greg, I'll turn to you here. What some final thoughts on the season for Valley Caledonia? We kind of touched on that a little bit before.
They're in good spirits. I made a trip over to the dugout just a few minutes ago while you were breaking down all the action there. They're all in good spirits. You don't see, because at the end of the year, I always say the postseason's the best, worst thing for a broadcaster. You get to see all the moments, the thrills, the excitement, the great calls, the spectacular plays. But somebody loses. That's the part that we don't forget. And then the heartbreak, the anguish, and all of the things that come with losing and playing your final game.
These guys are handling it like adults, like legitimate adults over there, and that's impressive.
What's especially tough, too, is it's the spring season. So this isn't just it for this sport. This is it for the team as a whole, essentially, in terms
right.
of them wearing, you know, for Valley of Caledonia, the red and gold of Viking uniforms. That's it for them. They're not going to don that again.
Yeah, that's the final time that you get to put on that uniform and play as part of the competitive team in a sanctioned game. You can probably borrow it. You're going to definitely have to return it, as this is the final game for a handful of those guys. But you see a freshman on the hill starting in a sectional game. They'll be back.
So once again, the winning pitcher is Morgan Odell. The losing pitcher is Ethan Matthews, taking the loss for Greg Armbruster and Sean Wynn, with a little bit of Chad Speaker as well back in the studio. I'm Sean Malone signing off. Thank you for making this broadcast a part of your Monday afternoon. Once again, final score, Eminence, Downs Valley, Caledonia, 15-2 to move on in the state tournament. Have a good night.